Primally Pure just launched their Blue Tansy Body Butter, and it's more than a moisturizer. It's a full body exhale. This is their best-selling body butter formula, reimagined with calming Blue Tansy. It's a rich, whipped body moisturizer packed with barrier-building grass-fed tallow to deeply nourish dry, compromised skin. The texture is cloud-soft but ultra-replenishing. It melts in, protects against moisture loss, and leaves skin visibly smoother and more supple. And the scent? Soft Blue Tansy, lavender and sandalwood. Fresh, subtle, and elevated. If you already love the Blue Tansy deodorant or body oil, this is the perfect next step.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Cocky Sean! Cocky Sean! Turned everybody off! Oh, he's so cocky! Can't wait for the Rangers to lose! Cocky Sean is now broken! Because watch this! Watch this, baseball fans! Hey, Sean.
How good are the New York Yankees, man?
They're awesome.
How much do you believe this is the year they win a World Series?
They got no shot.
They have no shot.
I'm going back on my World Series prediction. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
And why? Again?
Why have you decided to go back on that prediction?
I think Camilo Duvall thinks differently.
Look, I...
The entire city of San Francisco, yes. Shell-shocked by the Aaron Judge barrage, thinks differently.
Right. How about a triple, a home run, a walk, and a double?
The weekend.
The top four from the Yankees in the ninth inning.
Weekend was great. Yesterday, I felt like the fan in Major League watching the Yankee game going, yeah, okay, whatever. I'll just say this. It's not in the cards because it's something happened along the lines in 07 and 11 where we looked up and after the Tyree catch, the rest of us Giant fans put our hands together. Give us one more. Give us one more. Manningham made the catch on the sideline. What we didn't know then, I truly believe this more than ever today, is that the sports god said, I'll give you another. And anybody who's not a Giant fan in this area who roots for these other teams, I apologize to you. We made a deal with the devil on two of the most improbable runs, and we are way down the pecking order of cities that's going to get champions anytime soon. If that Ranger team, and I don't want to hear about all the Yankees and Soto, and I love them, all they're doing, and if you don't watch hockey, that's fine. They're giving you the same wins and moments the Rangers just gave on a hockey level, and it still wasn't good enough. The Yankees inevitably are going to give us all these memories. You better enjoy them. You better enjoy yesterday because in October, they're probably going to lose to the Orioles or the Astros again. And we're going to be spinning the wheel back and then hyping ourselves up. And then the Jets and Aaron Rodgers and the Rangers and Knicks. And then we're going to have this giant sports turd that is the city continue to go around in a toilet bowl. And all I've learned now as a sports fan is being positive is fun. It's a way you should approach life. But ultimately, in this town in sports, just enjoy the regular season and the little moments because you're just going to have your heart stomped on. And the Yankees are going to stomp on all of our hearts. And that's the way it goes. So I hope Juan Soto enjoyed his last World Series title with the Nationals. It ain't happening here.
Words of Ace Ventura. Loser.
Yeah.
Loser.
I'm a loser. You're a loser. No. You're a loser. You're a loser. We're
none
all losers.
Of us are losers.
Mike and Smithtown, loser.
You're acting like a loser.
Guess what? I acted like a champion for months, and what'd it do me? I ended up back here as a loser. Okay. So if I'm going to be a loser, might as well act like a loser, and we all better get in line. Start watching sports for regular season wins, because that's all we got.
Fake it till you make it?
Guess what?
Fake
I don't
it till
care.
You make it.
Then run me
act
out
like
the door.
A champion. Don't be scared just because people are coming at you with high heat right now.
I'm not scared.
You're broken, dude.
You're broken.
You're broken. You got broke.
You're talking like a loser.
What do you want as listeners? Okay, when I was cocky and arrogant, you hated me. I'm just giving you the real now. Now I see.
Oh, trust me, they're going to hate you more if you're a loser.
No. Now I see what all of them were talking about.
They're not going to hear you if you're a loser.
When I saw all those tweets and all those calls, you know the Rangers aren't going to win, right? Oh, no, yes, they are. Yes, they are. Guess what? I can't bring my heart to do that again with the Yankees because they're going to be right, too. They're not going to win. We're going to have this amazing regular season, and we're going to get back in the same spot, and we're going to be going, why couldn't Judge, why did he go 1-for-18 in the ALCS, just like Panarin scored one goal? And you think the Ranger core is rotten? Guess what? Juan Soto's Igor Shesterkin, the rest of those stiffs who give us the regular season memories are Mika, are Kreider, are all those guys. They're the same freaking team in different sports. So why get our hopes up? Watch. Hey, go for the run. I'm not telling you not to be positive in a regular season, but come October, just understand it ends at some point, and we might as well deal with that now.
Do me this one favor, Loogie, that is. On June 3rd, we need to save this.
If your skin, or honestly your nervous system, feels a bit overwhelmed, this is your sign to simplify. I've been reaching for Primally Pure's Blue Tansy products anytime my skin feels reactive, irritated, or just angry. Blue Tansy is naturally this beautiful sky blue oil that helps calm redness, inflammation, and dryness almost immediately, and you feel it working. What I love is that this isn't just skincare. It's a full head-to-toe ritual. From their cult favorite Blue Tansy deodorant to their soothing collection and body oil, everything is designed to work with your body, not against it. Their formulas use real biocompatible ingredients. No fillers, no fragrance, just ingredients your skin actually recognizes and responds to.
We need to save everything we just heard.
Yes.
Because no matter what happens the first few weeks of October, it would be interesting to listen back. Because either Sean Morash is Nostradamus, and he's right. And when Aaron Judge goes 2-for-22 in the American League Divisional Series and they lose to the Baltimore Orioles, we're going to look back at this and say, boy, that's not, he knew what he was talking about. Or when the Yankees are at the parade, we're going to be like, and you gave up. And you were the loser that said
it's not giving up, though. It's not giving up because I'm going to root for them every win every game. I pray I'm wrong. I'm not giving up. I'm not going to stop watching the Yankees and rooting for them. I'm just bracing myself. You know what I realized, too, yesterday as I was swirling around the pool, collecting my thoughts? I am Joe Beningo at 37 years old.
Stop walking around work like a loser!
If you listen to Joe all those years and we associate him with all the bad losses and negativity, Joe saw the Knicks win early.
He did.
Joe saw the Jets win early he in did. Life, like I did the Rangers in 94.
By the way, that wasn't Joe. That was BT.
BT. But Joe saw the Mets win two World Series.
Yeah.
Joe's seen a ton of winning. But you know what Joe hasn't seen for basically 40 years?
Yeah.
Any winning.
I can't take it.
I know what 30 years are going to pass. I'm going to be Joe B with a worse golf game.
But Sean,
I might as well embrace that life now.
Let me retort with this.
30 years?
Dude, it's going to be a long time, man.
Do you realize that's 2041?
Tiki, I realize it sucks. It's time for me to... I wish I was a car guy. I wish I knew how to turn a wrench.
But Sean, the New York Yankees and the New York Giants... See, I'm here for you. Let me make this very clear. The New York Giants and the New York Yankees are not those teams you mentioned. And they're certainly not the Rangers. Because I know this is going to sting, but it's true. The Rangers have won one cup in 80 years. That's a fact. You may not like the fact.
Right.
That's a fact. They've won one cup in 84 years.
And I've said they're the most overrated franchise in town.
But Sean, you root for the New York Yankees and the New York Football Giants. And for everybody in the audience who's a diehard Yankee fan and a diehard Giant fan, if you're lucky enough to root for those two teams, I can't imagine that even the Yankees' recent losses and even the Giants' recent struggles and certainly the Rangers doing what they've always done would all of a sudden cause you on June 3rd to say, you know what? The Yankees are cursed too.
Dude, it's been 16 years and the Yankees give us so many great memories, so many good runs, so much so we probably do underappreciate Cashman.
But this doesn't feel different to you?
It doesn't. You know what else, Tiki, we've realized in sports? The arrogant leagues and their money-grubbing pigs that they are. How much playoff expansion does all these leagues need? They have made it infinitely more difficult to win championships now than it was in the 90s. I don't need 15 teams to get through in the playoffs
Than being just winning the pennant and being in the World Series.
No, there's a middle ground, and there was with four teams in baseball. Inherently, look, if the Yankees end up losing this division of the Orioles, they'll probably get picked off by the Astros in the wild card round or something after all of these great moments. And we're going to sit there afterwards and go, do we break up the core? Fire Cashman. Do we do that? All I'm telling you now is I just lived what I thought was a championship team above anything else. I told you, worst loss in 20 years for this town. It ain't happening around here, folks, so let's just talk regular season ball.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.